The intended receiver, I guess, was Lance Mason. There was nothing there. And on fourth down, the Badgers are forced to punt, down 14-0 with 10:26 left in the first half.
He tried to run a tight end middle screen there to Mason. They had it set up, but pressure got there, and actually really fortunate that ball fell to the ground because it went further down the field than I think everybody wanted. That just a you can't drop those last three plays. That was just really poorly executed on all three.
Line of scrimmage, the 50. Atticus Bertram's on the punt. No pressure. The kick is away. Drifting to his left is Farouk. Lets it hit. It does not check up. It'll go into the end zone for a touchback. So we'll take a break at U.S. Bank. We team together to support our customers and our community. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 10:17 left in the first half. Maryland 14, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Minutes, 17 seconds left in the first half. It is 14-0 Maryland. The Terps beginning at their 20-yard line. If ever there was a time the defense needed to help the offense, this is it out of the pistol. Juan Williams is the running back. Michael Garner in there on the defensive front for Wisconsin. Dylan Jones in the interior. Snap to Washington. Hands off to Williams off the left side. Matt Young is there. Aaron Witt will help finish. Gain of maybe a couple. Second down and 8 for the Terps.
Love that. Love seeing Matt Young coming downhill and filling that hole, bringing it. No, really very minimal gain there. Nice job by Young.
Under 10 minutes left in the half. Second down and 8 for the Terrapins, their own 22-yard line. Williams remains a running back, lines up to the left of the QB. Malik Washington, two receivers right, one on the left. On second down, Washington looks to throw, quick pass to the left, caught by Octavian Smith, and he'll be wrestled out of bounds by Emilio Agard, the redshirt freshman corner from Philadelphia, at the 29-yard line of the far side. So it's third and one now for Maryland.
But he is just so much more comfortable throwing to the boundary than he is into the middle of the field. And that, you know, obviously, the coaches know that as well. There's only so much you can do, but that's where we'd like to force Washington to throw the football.
See if the Badgers can come up big here on third and one. Handoff Williams, first down and more. 35 up across the 40-yard line. Pulled down by Christian Allegro at the 41, a gain of 12 and a first down for Maryland.
That was way too easy there. Off of the left tackle, there was really nobody from Wisconsin that had that gap filled, and then Allegro was able to bounce out there, but way too late for them to pick up a first down.
8:55 left in the half, 14-0 Maryland on first and 10. Washington handoff. Williams wrapped up by Allegro. Short gain. They'll give him a yard to the 42-yard line. Second down and 9 for the Terrapins.
Yeah, really good recognition there by Christian. Is kind of seeing what was going on. It was a little bit of a cross dog with Tackett Curtis where they ended up going around. Allegro was able to get into the backfield, make a play.
Three receivers right, one on the left from the Maryland 42-yard line. It's second down and 9. Washington checks out the Wisconsin defense, gets the snap, throws left side. It's dropped by Shalik Knotts. A guard over there defensively in coverage, but again, one right there in the midst and not gathered. Third and 9, Maryland. At the 42-yard line.
That one wasn't on Washington. He did not fire that one in there. That was just a flat-out drop. Again, middle of the field. But that's where you want to continue to force him to throw the football.
Octavian Smith in motion left to right. Three receivers that side of the formation. Washington be checking off here. Play clock is at 10. Talk about how cool and calm Washington is, even as a true freshman. Play clock at 3, at 2. Here's the snap. Badgers send 4. Washington flush to his right. Looking, throws. It's incomplete. Wanted not across midfield. Incomplete pass. Getting in there and providing some heat was the true freshman linebacker Mason Posa. It is 4th down and 9 for the Terrapins at their own 42.
Yeah, really nicely designed play there. I think it was Cheeks off of the end, forced Washington to flush out, and then Wisconsin looped Posa out to kind of contain and forcing him to the boundary. And
contact up front as Mason Reiger makes contact up front. We'll see if he was drawn that way.
I don't believe so.
I don't think he was either. It was
number 42, the defense making contact for the snap. 5-yard penalty. Still 4th down.
Yeah, I beg your pardon. Tyler Janzy was there, not Mason Reiger. So it's 4th and 4.
And that doesn't seem like a big thing, but now you see instead of the punt return unit, now you go back to safe D. You bring back most of your defense and maybe limits what you can do on a punt return.
Person on the punt, line of scrimmage, the 47 of Maryland. Tyrell Henry deep at the Wisconsin 10. Snap to McPherson, and the kick is away. And a fair catch signaled by Henry, and he'll make it at the 10-yard line. Of Wisconsin. So again, not great field position. Well done on the punt, 43 yards, no return. Listen to all things college sports, including live games and talk on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, and streaming on the SiriusXM app. We have 8:07 left in the first half of play. It is 14-0 Maryland leading Wisconsin, and I believe we will take a break. We will. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going?
Are you loving it or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Seven left in the first half. It is 14-0 Maryland leading Wisconsin. As the Badgers will be starting at their 10-yard line as play resumes. Danny O'Neill in there at quarterback. Saw a little bit of Billy Edwards, just a handful of plays, but otherwise it has been Danny's show. And to say the least, this offense continues to struggle mightily. Not that Maryland's lighting it up offensively, but it's been a matter of taking advantage of short fields for the Terps. 96 yards of offense for the Badgers, 15 on the ground, not quite 1 yard per rush. Now, sack yardage in college is factored into that. And there's been the stat sheet was showing two, but it's actually been three times that Wisconsin has been sacked. So they'll come out. Trips to the left. Tyrell Henry, Vinny Anthony, Jaden Ballard. Pistol formation. Dylan Jones, the running back. And O'Neill will give it to him. Jones over the left side. And Wingate is there. Wraps him up by the hips and takes him to the turf at about the 13-yard line on a gain of 3. Second down and 7 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, a little gap scheme there. You pulled right guard Benchall. Did a nice job of kind of kicking around. And then Lance Mason was able to get over there, kick it up, and picked up 3 or 4 yards on first down.
Second down and 7. Anthony in motion, and a penalty markers fly pre-snap as that snap back to O'Neill caught him by surprise. Danny did well just to knock it down, but the play is blown dead anyway.
Illegal snap, number 50 of the offense. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
So make it second and 12 for the Badgers at their own 8-yard line. 7:36 left of the break, 14-0 Maryland.
Not making excuses. I think center is the toughest spot, especially for a young player to play. You have a lot of things going on in your head. You want those older guys to kind of step up and help with some of the calls. Take as much off of Corey as you can.
On second down, play fake O'Neill looking, stands in his own end zone, rolls off to his right. He will throw it up and away, incomplete. And it's third and 12 for the Badgers at their own 8. It was certainly outside the pocket. That was what you heard in the background. And the throwaway was beyond the line of scrimmage, so no grounding. Yeah, that's a danger zone in the end zone, by the way. Grounding call there is a safety. Dylan Jones favoring his left leg. Being escorted to the Wisconsin sideline.
Yeah, it looked like he went flying out trying to throw a block and help spring some things and let O'Neill get outside of that pocket. Hopefully he's going to be all right.
I mean, Darion Dupree is in there, and he comes out of the huddle, lines up wide to the left. Chris Brooks over there, 3 receivers to the right, and now Dupree will motion into the backfield. Third down and 12 for the Badgers, their own 8-yard line. And faking the end around, O'Neill keeps it across the 15, and he is cut down by Jalen Husky at the 18-yard line. So they show again that little jet sweep action, and then O'Neill keeps it. He's stopped at the 19, so that's a yard short of the line to gain. And Atticus Bertrams, who's been way too busy in this first half, is on to punt again.
Yeah, third and 12, third and 14. You get a little something going. You have a false start. You have a penalty. You have a sack. You have a bad snap. And at this point, our offense has to be perfect as it is. Can't continue to ask to overcome these things.
Snap to Bertrams. Pressure light. Kick is away. Jalil Farouk drifting to his left, and he gets hit early. The ball hits inside the 30-yard line. It's killed by Jaden Ballard, but kick catch interference here is this Wisconsin Badgers team cannot get out of its own way.
So you can look at this, and there was a game, what was it, 2 games ago? It was a clean game, no penalties. I feel like everybody is pressing. You just feel this is typically a disciplined football team. Everybody so badly wants to make a play. And when you do that, you get out of character. And we've seen way too many penalties in this first half.
Jaden Ballard got there early and was definitely not blocked into him or anything like that. The officials talking about it. And while they discuss, we'll take a. Well, actually, we're going to hold it here with 6:24 left in the first half. It is 14-0 Maryland leading Wisconsin. I was just going to ask you that, Tausch. You just, you know, different coaches will say that I don't believe in pressing. It really is semantics. You're not concentrating, but you got it. You got a team right now that's desperately trying to make a play, and that's what you're talking about here with the pressing, if you want to use that term or not. Just mistakes that are from a team that is just desperately trying to make something happen.
Ooh!
They got a penalty here against Maryland.
We got the ball.
And
I don't know how.
I have absolutely no idea.
Somebody explain it to us.
Yeah, we couldn't. The ref mic wasn't working because what else, what is working here today? The answer to that is nothing. But through it all, the Badgers will start at the Maryland 30.
You know who else wants an explanation?
Yeah, Mike Loxley.
Let's go. This is what we needed.
They're claiming the ball went off of Farouk, but James Ballard got
contacted
there early, and they're going to review this. This is... They were saying that the ball went off of the punt return man, Jahlil Farouk. But Jaden Ballard got there and made contact early on Farouk.
That would be like if you jumped off sides and you stripped the fumble. And you'd say, well, I sacked him. It was illegal contact. I would love for us to say this is going to be our ball. Hopefully it is.
I'm not even convinced that ball touched him.
Normally I laugh. I love seeing the opposing coach getting all fired up. He's got he can't believe what the heck is going on.
I try to make it a point to not be like fanboy announcer about officials, but we saw them mark off penalties that they didn't have to go through all of that. And now we're seeing this. This seems like a no-brainer here.
Maybe they're saying Ricardo Cooper blocked Ballard into it. I don't see it that way.
Yeah,
I hope they do. I mean, I will be a homer. I'll say I hope that did happen, but that's not how I saw it. I thought it was kind of a careless penalty.
Yeah, here
After
we
reviewing
go.
The play, the ball was not touched by the receiving team. The ball was illegally touched by the kicking team. It will be first and 10 for Maryland at the 30-yard line.
So no penalty.
So they're not calling on Ballard.
Yeah, they're claiming that Ballard was blocked into him, which he wasn't.
No.
But, okay, well, that saves Wisconsin some yards here. The Terps will start at their 30-yard line with 6:24 left in the first half, 14-0 Maryland leading Wisconsin. As we said, it seemed pretty clear the ball did not touch the return man, so they reviewed that part of it. So after all of that.
That's one of those, whatever, let's move it along. None of that made any sense.
Double wide to the right, first and 10 Maryland from its own 30-yard line. Washington back to throw, looking, fires to the right. Smith, a diving catch near midfield. First down Maryland as Octavian Smith lays out and grabs it at the 49-yard line on a gain of 19.
Yeah, beautiful throw, just a wheel route and beat Ricardo Hallman pretty easily. And I'll give Washington credit. That thing was a laser and right in stride to Smith.
And they get back on the ball. Two receivers left. Caleb Webb, a receiver out to the right. On first and 10, Washington to throw. Four-man rush, getting away from Cheeks, and drops it off. It goes behind Nolan Ray, incomplete at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. Christian Allegro there in coverage. Second and 10, Maryland, from its own 49-yard line with 5:48 left in the half.
Yeah, Sebastian Cheeks did a great job coming off of the left tackle. A little bull stab and then was able to get a soft edge, put a lot of pressure on Washington. And again, forced him to throw the ball back across his body into the middle of the field. We're going to get some opportunities for interceptions if we can continue to force that throw.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Pistol formation. Leon Houghton in there, a tight end for Maryland. Here's a handoff to Ray off the right edge across midfield. And running him down is the linebacker Tackett Curtis near the 45 of Wisconsin. Looks like they'll mark at the 46. So that'll make it third and 5 for the Terrapins. With 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter, it is 14-0 Maryland.
They're getting a lot of push on these outside zones. And that Mason Reiger did a good job of containing and bringing it back in. There was no fill by Wisconsin's linebackers to make that play earlier.
Trips to the left. Ray, the running back. And the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Maryland 2 out of 5 on third down so far today. 5:09 left in the first half. Snap to Washington. Looking, throws left seam. And the catch is made. Caleb Webb in front of Hallman inside the 30. Down near the 27 of Wisconsin. A third down conversion again for Maryland. First and 10 of the Badgers, 27.
Really athletic catch. That was a high throw. And again, you said it in front of Rico. We've seen that more often this year than we've seen in the past.
Webb, a big target, 6'5". Richard Jr. And Nolan Ray, running back, motions out wide to the left. Empty backfield. Shotgun snap, Washington. He'll throw down the middle. It is incomplete. Wanted his tight end, Leon Houghton. They were going for the end zone. Tackett Curtis in coverage. Second and 10 Maryland at the Badger 27. 4:30 left in the first half. 14-0 Maryland. And the Terps are threatening for more. Webb will come out wide to the left. Octavian Smith to the right. Pistol formation. The tight ends lining up on the right side for Maryland. Play clock is at 5. Washington gets the snap. He'll give it to Nolan Ray. And right there to greet him is Darrell Peterson. Behind the line of scrimmage. A senior out of Akron, Ohio with a big play. A tackle for loss. They'll mark at the 31 of the Badgers. A loss of 4. It's 3rd and 14.
Darrell Peterson has done, that is at least the third time that I've seen him in the backfield, either getting after the quarterback or in that case, got Ray to the ground in a big, it needed a stop here. Now setting up a long third down. DP, he is definitely bringing energy today.
Nicholas Clayton in at outside linebacker. Mason Posa, one of the inside backers for the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Third down and 14 for the Maryland Terrapins. Two receivers right, one on the left. Washington calls for the ball, gets the snap for a man rush. Right side pass almost picked off. Oh, that was a rope. Ricardo Hallman got his hands on it. Couldn't pull it in. It's fourth down and 14. As Maryland will send on Sean O'Hare and the field goal team.
Yeah, that was just a slant, and Rico was playing behind him in a trail technique. They had a little linebacker sink down and just a really errant throw. And Rico, if he could have corralled that, would have been able to take it to the house.
49-yard field goal try. Well, the redshirt freshman O'Hare, who's 8 of 9 this season, just a little bit left to center. Here's the snap, placement made, kick is in the air, and it is good. Sean O'Hare pops it through, and Maryland now leads by 17. We'll take a break with 3:38 left in the first half. Maryland 17, Wisconsin nothing. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets, so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Sean O'Hare with a 49-yard field goal. 3:38 left in the first half. Maryland 17, Wisconsin nothing. The Terps with 142 yards of offense, 110 for Wisconsin, but it's been about the short field. Covered 4 yards after an interception. Malik Washington running it in from a yard out, a blocked punt. And Maryland only has to cover 28 yards to get a Malik Washington to Shalik Knott's touchdown. And then they cover all of 39 yards, leading to the Sean O'Hare 49-yard field goal. It's not like they've had to do a ton, but the Badgers offensively can't get out of their own way, and special teams much the same.
I like this. Hey, we need a little positive mojo in this place. Women's hockey national champs. Get them out here. Let's get a little something brewing here. We need some positive mojo around here.
With one of the, I think we'll go down in history. Those rings are big.
Yes.
One of the most famous lines I think we'll ever hear now moving forward, Mark Johnson, the championship game. Who wants it? Who wants it? The penalty shot, the forced overtime against Ohio State. And the Badgers went on to win the national championship in overtime.
Who wants it here? Because right now, this football team needs someone to provide some type of spark. That really good play by DP, making that play in the backfield and forcing a long field goal. And that's where you were kind of hoping, can we get a block? Can we? Maryland has made the plays. We have not. And that's why the score is 17-0 with 3:38 to go in the first half.
Phillip Noyes to kick off in the air. Vinny Anthony camps under it. He'll catch at the goal line. Here he comes to the 5, to the 10, 15. Anthony the 20. Anthony up to the 25-yard line. Carlton Smith getting down there in kick coverage for the Terrapins. Let's see what the Badgers can come up with now. Danny O'Neill is 3 of 7, 36 yards. Billy Edwards in his brief time was 1 of 3 for 45. That was in the game's opening possession.
We've seen some good things from O'Neill when it's designed runs. You know, unfortunately, he's taken sacks and his rush yards aren't looking. This is where you need big chunk plays. We've seen too many mistakes. Need a big play here to get this thing going.
Darion Dupree, the running back. O'Neill will give it to him. Dupree off the right side across the 25-yard line, and he gets chopped down by Zaire Mathis at the 28 or 29-yard line. Gain of 3 or 4 in the play. Second down for the Badgers. They have all three timeouts. 3:18 left in the first half. They'll mark just shy of the 29. Second down and 6-plus change.
Yeah, good push there by right tackle Mandel. Nice job of just staying square on your guy, giving your running back kind of a two-way go. Dupree did a good job of pressing that, picking up 3.
He lines up behind Danny O'Neill. 2 receivers left, Kekahuna and Brooks. Anthony out to the right. O'Neill gets the snap. He'll give it to Dupree, and he is brought down, tripped up. It looked like Mathis was there anyway, behind the line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line. Loss of 2, and it's 3rd and 8 for the Badgers.
Yeah, he ended up, the old turf monster kind of gobbled up, I think, his right ankle there, but there was a little bit of leakage by the defensive end off of our right tackle. It was able to get up the field, and that's why we lost a couple yards.
2.5 minutes left to the break, 17-0 Maryland. Anthony out to the right, Kekahuna slot left, motions to the right. Jaden Ballard wide to the left. O'Neill gets the snap. Maryland will send 4. Danny looking, checks it down, caught by Mason across the 30, and he gets chopped down by Wingate at the 32-yard line, 3 yards short of the stick. And this will get us to the 2-minute timeout. We'll keep it here with 2 minutes left in the first half. It is 17-0 Maryland, and this is a massive opportunity for the Terps. They'll have all 3 timeouts to use. And remember, Maryland will receive in the second half. So a chance to blow this wide open. Maryland leading at the moment 17-0.
I think this is a tough scenario that you're in. I think if you would have gotten this to 4th and 1, I don't think there's a question that Wisconsin goes for it. But it's 4th and 3, and you're kind of teetering. You're already down 3 scores. The old gambler in me would say go for it, because we need a spark. You need something. You said Maryland gets the opening kick, but I just think right now, I think he's going to end up punting it. You're going to want to see if maybe you can get a big play from your defense in order to set something up, because you don't get it here, probably at minimum 20-0, and I think you're trying to kind of figure that piece of it out as Luke Fickell's going through the different scenarios here on 4th and 3 at the 2-minute mark.
We are at the 2-minute timeout. Atticus Bertrams, assuming he goes ahead and punts here, this would be his 3rd punt.
feels like Morton.
It really does. I'm not even sure that's right.
One of eight on third down. Yep. And it's not the frustrating part from up here is you haven't even had really many good opportunities at it. Everything has been third and six plus. Defenses are pushing. You're always saying you want to get to third and six. That's where you have your arsenal. You know that you think the team is going to end up throwing the football. You have all your blitz. You have all of your things. And it has been third and 10 plus, much more. I don't know the exact number, but one of eight ain't going to cut it on third down.
Let's get an update on Dylan Jones. Patrick, what do you have?
Wisconsin's rushing attack has just 31 yards, and the last two series, they've done it without Dylan Jones out there, their lead tailback, if you will. He is questionable for the rest of this game with a lower body injury. We saw him go down, and he has not come back these last two series. We'll try to get an update coming out of the second half, but as if you need anything else to complain about, injuries is the thing that we want to make sure we avoid here.
Boy, no kidding. Bertrams comes out, fourth and three for the Wisconsin 32-yard line. Jahlil Farouk goes deep for the Terrapins. Offensive struggles continue. There have been special teams breakdowns today, a blocked field goal, a blocked punt.
I felt coming in the defense needed to be a big difference maker. The defense has played fine. They haven't made big plays. We saw an opportunity there for Rico. It would have been a heck of an interception. Need a big-time play like that.
Waiting for the snap as Bertrams gets it, and the kick is away, turns it over. Farouk backpedaling, and he'll field, and he got popped right away. Jaden Ballard getting down there in a hurry. Farouk taken down to the 15-yard line, a 52-yard punt. And good work from Bertrams, good work from Jaden Ballard. A minute 52 left in the first half, and the Terrapins start at their 15-yard line.
Yeah, special teams, it's been a tough half for Wisconsin special teams. That was a big-time spot there. Ballard, who had, I guess, didn't get called for an interference on the prior punt, that time timed it up perfectly. Beautiful punt. And now you're sitting in a spot here. If you can make a stop on first down, you can start thinking about maybe trying to get that ball back, get some points here before the end of the half. These first plays always kind of dictate what an offense will do, if they get some or if they don't.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Dewan Williams in at running back, and Washington will hand it to Williams off the left side, hit behind the line of scrimmage. Mason Reiger, Parker Peterson. Peterson leading the charge on a loss of 3 to the 12-yard line. And a timeout taken with a minute 44 left in the first half. And this is a Wisconsin timeout, I believe. It's second down and 13 for the Terrapins at their own 12-yard line.
Great job there by Reiger and Peterson, just setting right in their spot and not giving an inch, forcing it to bounce and getting it where I just said that first play really will dictate how you're going to handle the rest of this 2 minute. And when you get a 3-yard loss, you use the timeout, you position yourself to get that ball back.
This is a 10-second subtraction. However, Maryland has declined. Clock will start on the snap. Second down.
Second down for the Terrapins. So didn't see a flag there, but all right.
The helmet came off.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Didn't hear the first part of that. So here we go. Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Malik Washington. And throws it over the middle, incomplete, a one-hopper. Ooh, Christian Allegro almost got a gift as that sailed away from Dewan Williams. And to your point, better throw into the boundaries than over the middle.
It is. It's an adventure. Every time you could keep him in the pocket and force him to throw it over the middle of the field, something good can happen for this defense. And that was the case. Just a wide-open guy, he just sailed the throw. And unfortunately, Allegro had a one-hop. It couldn't get it on the fly.
Minute 40 left in the half. Third and 13, Maryland, for the Terrapins' 12-yard line. Empty backfield. Two receivers left, three on the right. Big chance for Wisconsin. Four-man rush. Right side pass. Farouk will catch. Getting a block from Fleming across the 15, across the 20, and flying over there to make the play is Allegro, stopping Farouk well short of the marker. They'll spot at the 22, and a timeout taken with a minute 30. Either a timeout or he was driven out of bounds, one or the other. The clock has stopped with a minute and a half left in the first half. It's fourth down and three, I should say, at the 22-yard line of Maryland. And a timeout is taken by Wisconsin. Two remaining. 1:30 left in the half, fourth and three Maryland at the Terrapins 22.
Just a nice, easy, safe throw to the boundary there. And Wisconsin rallied to the football. And, hey, when you can get the opposing team in third and 10 plus, it's a heck of a lot easier getting off the field. This game's not, it's really simple from up here. It's a lot more complicated down there. But when you can position yourself in that, and now you get an opportunity here for a big punt return and go down and get points, because that pendulum swing of momentum has stayed on Maryland's side for far too long in this first half.
And they can go block one here, too.
That'd be fun.
Line of scrimmage, the 22-yard line. McPherson on the punt. Snap clean. They get some pressure, but the kick is away. Henry calls for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin. So good field position here after a 40-yard punt. 1:24 left in the first half. Maryland 17, Wisconsin nothing.
And so now the question is, how much do you trust your quarterback, and what route do you want to go here? You have to be aggressive, in my opinion. It's a minute 24. You need to find something here, and if it's an end around or something, just like we said down here, that first play usually is what dictates whether or not a two-minute drive is going to be successful.
Three receivers on the right, one on the left, Arion Dupree in the backfield. Lance Mason, the tight end, starts to motion near the formation. First down, O'Neal drops the throw, four-man rush. Danny under pressure, he'll tuck it and run. He'll slide. Oh, he got hammered across the 40-yard line. He got drilled. Penalty markers fly. May have to check for a targeting. Luke Fickell well onto the field. My goodness.
Oh, that was violent.
O'Neal gets up. I'll tell you what, that kid is tough.
He is tough. There is no doubt about that.
Clock stops with a minute 17 left in the first half. Danny went into his slide. That was, had to pick up the number. It was a Daniel Wingate getting in there. No targeting here. I think it's just a late hit.
Personal foul.
Yep.
Late hit on the quarterback, number three of the defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. The clock will start on the snap.
And that replay actually showed they did lead with the shoulder. He brought it.
Yep.
And that's a tough spot for a defender, because Danny slid, started maybe a little late, will take the 15. Did a nice job of avoiding head-to-head.
Ball at the 44 of Maryland. Three receivers right, one on the left. O'Neal to throw, four-man rush. Danny flush to his right, chased by Ian Thomas. O'Neal looking, throwing. Mason incomplete. Second and 10. At the Maryland 44-yard line with a minute 10 left in the first half, 17-0 Maryland.
And this is what happens with young quarterbacks. You feel a little bit of pressure. The pocket there was actually pretty good. I think he maybe left the pocket a smidge earlier than he needed to. And once you decide to roll out to the right, you're cutting the field in half. Maryland's able to kind of bring all their defenders over, and it forces you to kind of throw the ball either in a spot you shouldn't or just get rid of it, live for another down.
Ballard, Anthony, and Kekahuna trips to the right. Lance Mason, the tight end, left side of the formation. Dupree, the running back on second and 10. Snap back to O'Neal. Four-man rush again. Danny throws. Caught right side. Kekahuna at the 40. Juke move to his left inside the 35. They'll mark right at the 35. Gain of 9. Third and 1. And a timeout with 58 seconds left in the half. And a Maryland defensive player is down and shaken up.
Timeout for an injury to the player of the defense. Wisconsin has elected to decline the 10-second subtraction. Third down.
Trying to pick up the numbers.
I think it's Nazir Taylor.
Yep, that's why the clock stops. Not a team timeout, an injury timeout. 58 seconds left of the break. The athletic trainers out there for Maryland. Player is down flat on his back right now. Is, as Tausch mentioned, Nazir Taylor, a freshman of Southland, Maryland.
Yeah, helmet to the, he just kind of was coming in there hard, you know, trying to gang tackle, get in there. I think his helmet ended up hitting the hip of his own guy. And, you know, it looks like he's sitting up, looks like he's going to be all right.
Mentioned Maryland Certainly not shy about playing freshmen.
Yeah, a lot
of them.
Yes,
good looking one. Yep, Taylor's one of them. Part of that emphasis on recruiting within the DMV that Mike Locksley has done with this Maryland program. Taylor, a Maryland native, will make it his way over to the sideline.
Well, you get the 15-yard penalty on the late hit to Danny, and then he stays in the pocket there and delivers it to Tretch. A nice job of getting north and south. Not quite enough to get a first down, but a third and short. The injury saves you a timeout. So now you really have everything at your disposal here with 58 seconds left.
Third and one. At Kahuna slot to the left. Dupree, the running back. O'Neal hands to Dupree, and behind the line of scrimmage, he gets wrapped up by Cam Rice at the 37-yard line. Make it fourth and three for the Badgers with 48 seconds and counting now left in the first half.
That's really the only thing you couldn't have happen there. It's, you know, third and one. You're thinking you're going to pick up a first down. Now you put a really tough decision in Luke Fickle's hands at a fourth and three, and they're going to run the clock.
Down to 33 seconds left in the half. Slot left, slot right, and now the Badgers use a timeout with 32 seconds left in the half. What happened there, Chris Brooks was starting to line up off sides by about 2 yards, so he was scooting back to his side of the neutral zone, and things got discombobulated, so they said, well, let's burn this. That's their second charge timeout.
Yeah,
it's fourth and three.
It's, I think, the frustrating part. You're hearing fans voicing their displeasure. Third and one, that's what we're built for.
Yep.
And we're not right now. That's the unfortunate part, because you're sitting here, you pick up that first down, chains reset, and now you're off. And instead, you get a 2-yard loss, and you really make a tough decision for your coach. You want to run the clock and take away that time. You still want to continue to move, but you don't want to give Maryland the ball back with any time. You just can't have that happen.
Trips to the right on fourth and three. O'Neal takes, rolls right, looking, trying to pick his way through traffic, and he is stopped inside the 35. He'll be about a half yard short with 25 seconds left in the first half. So Maryland will get the ball on downs, leading 17-0 here in Madison.
Yeah, you've rolled out right. You're hoping for the easy little flat route. Maryland obviously sees that, studied it, didn't give anything. And Danny did a good enough job of pulling it, unable to wiggle his way to pick up enough. He fell probably about a half a yard short, and another turnover on downs.
Jalen Husky over there to make the play from his safety position. And with 25 seconds left in the first half, the Terrapins will take over just shy of their 35-yard line. Let's see what Mike Locksley allows his offensive coordinator, Pep Hamilton, to do. Normally at this position, you just run it out. Under center is Washington. And he fakes the handoff, little play fake, back to throw. He's going to take a shot deep down the left side. It is caught inside the 15-yard line. Octavian Smith bounces to the turf inside the 15. They mark at the 13 with 18 seconds left in the first half. And that deep ball that Washington has, and now Octavian Smith is down, and he needs a little attention. Well, so much for running it out. I guess why wouldn't you? You're feeling pretty good about yourself, and you turn it loose. A 48-yard connection, and just like that, Maryland's back into scoring range. They'll mark it at the 17 of Wisconsin. Timeout taken by the Terps.
Yeah, a big-time throw there, but completely unacceptable on the defensive side of the ball there. You have to keep somebody deep. He was able to split the coverage and had all kinds of room. It was a whale of a catch. He ended up having to fully extend, and he must have, don't even really see a replay of the ball, but he was able to get his hands under it and make a great diving catch, maybe dinged himself up a little bit, but way too much room in the middle of the field, and an absolute strike by Malik Washington on the throw.
18 seconds left in the half. Two timeouts available for Mike Locksley. 17-0 Maryland, first and 10 Maryland at the Wisconsin 17-yard line.
And Smith has been killing us. That's his fifth catch for 117 yards on the afternoon. It's obviously a target Washington feels great about, and they have had a ton of success today.
Trips to the right. Nolan Ray is the running back. Washington gets the snap, looking as time throws right side end zone for Knotts, incomplete, tightly covered by Ricardo Hallman at the right corner of the end zone. 13 seconds left in the half, second and 10 Maryland at the Badgers 17-yard line.
Very smart, safe play, and again, out to the boundary. He loves showing off that arm. You're talking far hash to back pylon. He makes that throw. It's one-on-one. It's only going to be his guy that'll be able to come down with it. Rico did a good job there staying with him, contacting it, and letting the ball hit the turf.
Smith, Farouk, and Knotts out to the right. And Octavian Smith will jog in motion to the left on second and 10. Washington back to throw. Pressure coming. Washington throws over the middle. Caught by Knotts at the 15 to the 10-yard line. Ricardo Hallman with the tackle at the 8. 7 seconds left in the half. A timeout taken here by Maryland.
Second timeout of the half.
It'll be a third and one at the Wisconsin 8 with 7 seconds left in the first half.
But great job by Rico getting him to the ground. I don't know if he would have scored, but he had another 5 or 6 yards to get if Rico doesn't one-arm tackle him down to the ground. Nice little under route, threw it right in stride again, and Rico did a great job of getting him down, or that would have been very close to him getting into the end zone.
I think Rico's feeling it a little bit. Is he?
Yeah, it looked like that arm.
Yep. So third and one at the 8. One timeout still left for Maryland. Khalil Farouk, Octavian Smith out to the left, Shalik Knotts to the right. Ray is the running back, and now Farouk in motion to the right. A third down, Washington looking, throws left side, broken up, incomplete. Good work by Austin Brown. Pass intended for the tight end, Dorian Fleming, with 2 seconds left in the half. So they burn 5 seconds on that play. It's fourth down and one, and they'll go ahead and kick on the final play of the first half. This will be a 26-yard try just inside the left hash mark. All Maryland Terrapins in the first half of play. Everybody's set. Here's the snap. Ball is down. The kick is away. And it is good. And we are at halftime at Camp Randall Stadium. And a first half where whatever could go wrong has for the Wisconsin Badgers. Our score at the half, Maryland 20, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
no, we can't read a poker face.
Deep cuts,
it's the way it goes when you're a part of it.
And some authentic cringe.
This is how you remind.
From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band.
We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
At the half, American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. It is 20-0 Maryland at the end of 30 minutes of play. The statistics won't tell you the full story. It's 206 yards of offense for Maryland, 129 for Wisconsin. But the problem is when Wisconsin started this game in the first quarter, they had a good drive that ended in having a field goal attempt blocked. Then they had an interception that was returned to the 4-yard line and led to a touchdown. Then they had a bad snap that lost 23 yards on a direct snap, Wildcat formation, and they finished that possession with a block punt. So that is a huge issue. Even at the end of the first half, Wisconsin had a 4th and 3 from Maryland's 37-yard line, but they did not convert. Danny O'Neill tried to scramble for the first down, turned it over on downs, and Wisconsin then gave up a 48-yard pass with 25 seconds left in the half. That's hard to understand. Then it led to a field goal, and that's where we sit, 20-0 at the break. It's kind of hard to miss the chance that are going on in the first half here as well. They are not favorable, and Wisconsin in their Big Ten opener trails 20-0 at the break. Maryland will start the second half with the football. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. We'll check out scores from around the country. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's 2 decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, 2 decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
During the Harvest Marathon, you don't have time to be out of the cab. At Compeer Financial, we are here for you. Here wherever you need us to be. Tailoring services to keep your farm thriving. We are here wishing you a safe harvest season with a reminder to prioritize safety, even in the rush. Give your local Compeer team a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com for your ag lending needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Café. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Café pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Café and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's Mike Heller back at the half at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. It is Maryland 20 and Wisconsin nothing at the break. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Only one Big Ten game played last night. It was Iowa winning at Rutgers. That game was tied at 21 going to the fourth quarter. Iowa scores 17 in the fourth quarter, outscore Rutgers 17-7, and win 38-28 in Piscataway. Wisconsin will see Iowa here on this turf a few weeks down the road. Other Big Ten games, none of them have kicked off, and a limited slate. Oregon State will be at number 6, Oregon, in a game they call the Civil War. That's at 2 o'clock. At 2:30, Purdue is at 24th-ranked Notre Dame. Big game tonight, Illinois, 9th-ranked in the country, on the road at 19th-ranked Indiana. That's at 6:30. Washington will play at Washington State, a game they call the Apple Cup. That's also at 6:30. And then late-night Big Ten viewing, Michigan State at 25th-ranked USC at 10 p.m. Just two top 25 games in action right now. 17th-ranked Texas Tech leads 10-3 at halftime at 16th-ranked Utah. And Tennessee leads UAB 28-7, 7:34 to play in the first half there. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I cannot believe it's almost fall already. Where did the summer go?
I know, it flies by faster every year.
Well, I suppose you better start checking off the fall to-do list before you know it.
Shh, don't say the S word.
Snow?
Yes.
We live in Wisconsin, honey. It's coming. But we have to get the furnace checked. Remember that awful noise it made last year? Who should we call?
Your parents just had Tri-City Services install their new AC and said they did a great job. Let's call them.
All right, let me Google them. Wow, they have a 4.9 rating. And their website is calltricity.com. Easy to remember. Wait, they do plumbing now too?
Call Tri-City Services now to get a free quote on a new heating system. Visit calltricity.com or call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today to get a free quote on a new furnace and receive $480 off. Or call for a system check before it gets cold. Remember, calltricity.com.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. Before we visit with Bill Schmidt, host of our postgame show with Lance Allen, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, that ID is required, but it also allowed me something, a few more seconds to figure out what the heck we talk about. Well, Billy, let me just go through. You and I were doing this off the air. First quarter, you have a decent drive and end up having a field goal blocked. Then you threw an interception that was returned to the 4-yard line on a ball that just needs to be thrown away. You had a bad snap on a Wildcat formation that lost 23 yards, and the play, two plays after that, you had a punt blocked. It tells you everything you need to know about what this first half has been. Billy Edwards started, played very limited, and Wisconsin has not had any opportunity.
No, and Mike, I think that the most disappointing thing is the reaction to negativity. And a year ago and throughout the offseason, we talked about how do you respond to a gut punch. This team took five of them to close the year in 2024 and seemingly responded worse each time it went down. The Penn State game, you're in that game and then respond with a lackluster performance with Iowa and Nebraska. You don't want to rehash all of that. But all of the plays you mentioned there, the following snap, Maryland gained 5 yards on offense, right? They moved the line of scrimmage. Their defensive line has pushed back. Yes, a young and inexperienced group, but they've controlled the line of scrimmage. It's why they controlled the scoreboard right now and why their true freshman quarterback was going for a knockout punch there in the corner of the end zone. Usually this is the best part of my day other than when my two-year-old slaps me awake and says, sure. Dada, get up. But, Mike, it really is difficult to find positives when you've created a lot of your own negativity today.
Billy, I said last week after the game at Tuscaloosa that I didn't think that was a defining moment. Defining moments would come in the weeks to come. I didn't think it would be today. But right now, through 30 minutes, this is very much a defining moment for this program.
No doubt. In this 20 minutes in the locker room after a very contentious Camp Randall Stadium told the Badgers how they feel about themselves right now and the program.